Side 2, Jedi Search, the Jedi Academy Trilogy, Volume 1, by Kevin J. Anderson. Continuing on page 48. Han tried to move. Around him, the prison medical center was white and cold, with gleaming medical appliances and empty Bacta tanks mounted on the wall. Han vaguely sensed several guards standing near the doors. When he turned his head, the medical droid reached out with cold metal hands to clamp against his temples. "You must remain motionless. This will hurt. A great deal. Now relax. Immediately." Out of sight on the other side of the room, Chewbacca let out a great roar of pain. Han was relieved to know the Wookiee was still alive. Before treatment, at least. Han winced as the medical droid began to work on him. Chewbacca shook him awake with a hairy, enthusiastic, and grateful hug. Han groaned and blinked his eyes, but the room was so dim he had to stare for a few minutes before anything came into focus. His entire body felt as if it had been beaten instead of healed. Chewbacca groaned and hugged him again. "Take it easy, Chewie. You'll send me back to that medical droid," Han said. Instantly, the Wookiee released his grip. Han mentally assessed how he felt. He sat up, flexed his arms, then got to his feet. 3 of his ribs, as well as his left leg, tingled with the maddening bee stings that indicated where bone knitters had repaired the fractures. Han remained weak, but replacement nutrient solutions had probably brought him back up to nominal levels. Chewbacca also looked scruffy and haggard. Patches of fur had been shaved from his body, and Han could discern lumpy scars where medical droids had made quick patchwork with no finesse. After treatment, the two of them had been tossed into this dank place. Finally, Han took a deep whiff of the air inside the chamber. What died in here? He suddenly realized that wasn't just a joking comment. Chewbacca answered by pointing to the hulking form that occupied a third of the space in the cell. Han blinked again to be sure his vision was adjusting properly. The thing was huge and hideous, part crustacean, part arachnid, and judging from the rows of dagger teeth, entirely carnivorous. Its claw hands were as big as a human was tall, and its jointed body armor was covered with scab-like bumps. The only good thing about it was that it was dead. The carcass reeked. The first time Han had been near a Rancor, he had been blind from hibernation sickness after being thawed in Jabba's palace. Jabba fed the monster below his throne room with his enemies, or anyone else at random. Han had seen many more Rancors on the planet Dathomir during his courtship of Princess Leia. One of the beasts had somehow died here in the Imperial Correction Facility. The Rancor had decayed as far as it was going to, and then mummified the rest of the way. The prison itself, from what Han knew of it, was a cross between a zoo and a correctional facility, because the different life forms had different degrees of sentience. The only factor in common was that they were all violent. Their cell was gigantic as far as cells went, large enough to hold the Rancor and give it room to maneuver. Brittle, moldy bones lay scattered around the floor, many of which had been gnawed and pulverized, as if in a desperate attempt by the starving Rancor to find more food. Green and blue smears of slime oozed down the walls. Tiny dripping sounds were the only noises Han could hear. "How long have we been here, Chewie? Do you know?" Chewbacca didn't know. Han ran it over again in his mind. They had come to Kessel, they had identified themselves both by name and with a New Republic call sign. A fleet of ships had come out to attack them, TIE fighters and X-wings and a motley bunch of other ships. Obviously, the people in charge of Kessel were up to something, and they didn't want the New Republic to know about it. Then he remembered scarecrow-like Skinksnecks, who had boarded the crashed Falcon. Skinksnecks had been a thief and an assassin. The primary point of contact between Maruth Duel and the spice smugglers. Skinksnecks had wrangled a nominal post as a prison guard in the correction facility, but now he seemed to have changed jobs. Han heard the click and hum of the deactivation field around the cell doors, and then a grating whir as hydraulic lifts hauled the huge door upward. As the door raised, garish white light flooded into the room. Han clapped a hand over his eyes. He hadn't realized the cell was so dim. "Get ready, Chewie," Han whispered. If there weren't too many guards, they could rush them, slug their way out, and escape. But then he felt a twinge of pain from his recently broken ribs, and dizziness washed over him. Chewbacca leaned weakly against one of the damp walls of the Rancor's cell and groaned. Well, maybe if there's only one guard who has poor eyesight and is recovering from weeks' worth of dysentery. Never mind, Chewie. Let's see what they have to say. The skeletal figure standing in the door was obviously Skinksnacks. As Han's eyes adjusted to the light, he could see four other guards behind Skinksnacks, wearing not quite prison uniforms, patches of body armor to protect sensitive areas, but showing no rank or insignia.
So, Han Solo, I trust you appreciate our hospitality?
Skinksnacks asked. Han smirked and looked behind him at the dank cell, the dead Rancor.
Yeah, you guys are really turning Kessel into a resort world, just like the planet Ithor.
Skinksnacks followed his gaze to the mummified monster.
Ah, yes. During the turmoil when we took over the prison, someone forgot to feed the Rancor. It was a pity.
Months passed before we remembered him. A double pity, too, because by the time we thought of him, we had plenty of Imperial prisoners we needed to dispose of.
That would have been fun to watch. Instead, we had to send them all into the spice mines.
Skinksnacks smiled for just an instant. Then his face took on its flat, mechanical composure again.
I hope the medical droids helped you recover from your crash injuries. It's important that you both are healthy enough to withstand interrogation. We want to learn exactly why you came to spy on Kessel.
It occurred to Han that for once he could actually tell the truth and be completely open about his mission.
Ready when you are, Skinksnacks.
Somehow he was afraid the truth wouldn't be good enough in this case. The gangling man allowed another flash of a smile.
So, you do remember me, Solo. Good. Maruth Duel will want to talk to you immediately.
Han raised his eyebrows. That meant Duel was still alive, still running things, but Han had no idea how the pieces fit together.
I'd love to talk to old Maruth. It's been a long time. He was a good buddy of mine.
Skinksnacks snickered at that, then stopped. The other guards behind him also chuckled.
Yes, Skinksnacks said. I do believe I've heard him mention your name several times.
The lift took them out of the main cell block areas, along a tube to the outer corners of the correctional facility. They rocketed skyward along the angled metal tracks. Looking through the scratched, transparent walls of the elevator, Han could see that the prison itself was a massive tan and gray edifice made of plasteel and synthetic rock. The flat front face sloped backward at about a 45-degree angle. Elevator turrets glided along each of the corners. A glassed and mirrored substructure protruded from the slanted face, housing the administrative offices and prison personnel. In the racing elevator car, Skinksnacks watched both of them with flickers of amusement, keeping his modified double blaster trained on them. The two guards, armed with more conventional weapons, also stood tense and ready. Seeing this, Han felt ironically impressed. He didn't know what he had done to instill such fear in these people. Both Han and Chewbacca had been strapped into stun cuffs, a restraining fixture across the wrists that sent paralyzing jolts of electricity directly into the nervous system, proportional in strength to the amount of struggle a prisoner exerted. Han controlled himself well enough and received only an unpleasant tingle along his forearms. As usual, Chewbacca could not keep his temper in check and managed to stun himself into a stupor. When the elevator doors opened, Skinksnacks prodded the two prisoners forward. Han complied and walked easily ahead, trying to put a self-confident spring in his step. He'd had his troubles with Maruth Duel, and he did not trust the man a bit, but as far as he knew, there was no powerful grudge between them. Skinksnacks escorted them through administrative offices, many of which had been ransacked or burned. They went past a broad ante-room to a huge office faced by giant windows that looked out upon the barrens of Kessel. In the distance, Han could see the crumbled salt flats. Great jets from the atmosphere factories sent gouts of oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide into the pinkish sky, keeping the planet barely habitable. Powerful radiation shields in orbit filtered out a large percentage of the deadly X-rays and gamma rays pouring from the nearby maw. If not for the precious spice, no one would bother trying to live on Kessel. The original sign on the desk unit announced this to be the warden's headquarters, but someone had crossed out the previous ID tag and mounted a hand-lettered sign in Basic, Duel's Place. On the wall to the right of the desk unit hung a man captured in final throes of agony, frozen in carbonite. Duel had taken a lesson from Jabba, displaying some old nemesis for all to see. Han shivered just to look at the trophy. Next to the window, a barrel-shaped form stood silhouetted by the garish light. Han recognized Maruth Duel immediately. Duel was a Rybet, squat and soft-skinned. His bright green coloring and tan highlights looked like worm stripes up and down his cheeks, arms, and shoulders. His skin was dry, but so smooth it looked slimy. As always, Duel dressed in the skins of less fortunate reptiles. His waistcoat looked like something from an ancient history vid. Duel sported a bright yellow cravat, which meant he was in mating readiness, though Han couldn't imagine where on the planet Duel would ever find a willing female of his own species. Duel turned around, displaying a much changed face, jittered with nervous tics and paranoia. His Rybet eyes were overlarge, lantern-like, with vertical slits. But one of his eyes was now milky white, like a half-cooked egg. He wore a mechanical focusing device over his other eye, strapped onto his smooth head with brown leather straps. Duel fiddled with his mechanical eye, and the lenses clicked and whirred into place like a camera unit. His Rybet fingers were long and wide at the end, showing signs of vestigial suction cups as he adjusted the focus and pressed his face close to Han's. The blind eye stared milkily off in another direction. After a long inspection, he finally hissed in recognition. "It is you, Han Solo." Han frowned. "Been hitting the spice too heavily, I see, Maruth. Always gets the eyesight first." "It wasn't spice that did this," Duel snapped, tapping the contraption on his eye. He drew in another long, sputtering breath that sounded like a carbonated drink spilled on hot coals. "Why are you here, Solo? I want you to tell me. But maybe I want you to resist just a little bit so I can make this hurt." Chewbacca roared in anger. Han tried to spread out his hands, but the stun cuffs zapped him. "Wait a minute, Maruth. You'd better explain a few things to me. I don't quite know..." Duel didn't hear him, rubbing his flayed hands together and smiling with his squishy lips. "The hardest part is going to be restraining myself from having you dismembered right here where I can watch." Han felt his heart pound. "Can we be reasonable for just a minute? We were business partners, Maruth, and I never crossed you." Han didn't mention his suspicions that Duel had crossed him in that last spice run. "I apologize if I did something to upset you. Can we work it out?" He remembered his conversation with the hitman Greedo in the Mos Eisley cantina. Once offended, Jabba the Hutt had never been interested in working anything out. He hoped Duel would be more reasonable. Maruth Duel stepped backward, fluttering his long-fingered hands. "Work it out? What are you going to do? Buy me a droid replacement for my eye? I hate droids. Because of you, Jabba tried to have me killed. I had to beg them to take only my eye. I had to beg them to take my eye." He jabbed at his boiled egg blind side. Skink's necks shambled closer to Duel, lowering his voice. "I think you're confusing him rather than frightening him, Maruth. Maybe he really doesn't know what happened." Duel sat down at his desk and straightened his lizard skin waistcoat, regaining his composure. "When you dumped your load of spice, Jabba blamed it on me. He put out a contract on my life, all because of your cowardice." Chewbacca roared in outrage. Han barely kept his anger in check. "Jabba put out a contract on me too, Duel. Greedo tried to assassinate me on Tatooine. Boba Fett captured me on Bespin, and I was trapped in carbonite, just like your friend there." He gestured to the gruesome trophy on the wall. "And I got sent to Jabba anyway." Duel waved a hand in dismissal. "Jabba's men had already infiltrated the spice mining operations, and he wanted to expose me so his own people could procure the glitter stim directly. One of his hitmen fried my eye and half-blinded the other. He was about to do more, but Skink's necks killed him." At the doorway, the Scarecrow smiled with pride. "Jabba forced my hand, and I had to act. We staged the prison revolt. The warden himself was Jabba's man, but half of the guards were on my side. I paid them well, you see.
Luckily, the Empire was thrown into chaos right about the same time. We took Kessel for ourselves. There were a few other upstart slave lords on the other side of the planet, but they didn't last long. I've been stockpiling spice supplies and building up a massive defense fleet with everything I can scrape together. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to come here and take things away from me.
Duel grabbed his head with his long fingers in a gesture of weariness.
Everything was going just fine before you had to get Jabba angry at me. Everything was safe. I knew just how to play the game. Now I'm jumping at shadows, afraid every moment.
Duel stared at Han with his mechanical eye.
But ruining my life once isn't good enough for you, is it? You come back here broadcasting a message from the New Republic. Somehow, I thought remnants of the Empire would try to grab the spice mines back first. But big governments are all the same. You are a spy, a particularly inept one. Did you think you could just fly into our space, look around, and go back to your republic with all the information they need to come take us over?
He slapped his palm on the desktop with a damp splat.
We'll strike the first blow by killing their spy, and we will be ready to blast them out of the sky the moment your attack ships come out of hyperspace. You haven't got a chance,
Skink's next sneered. Han allowed himself to smile, then actually chuckled.
You boys have it all wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Chewbacca grunted his agreement. Skink's next scowled. Duel stared at Han in silence for a moment.
We'll see about that.
Duel reached into the pocket of his waistcoat and withdrew a small, ancient-looking key, which he inserted into one of the drawers of the former warden's desk. He fumbled with the lock, then opened the drawer. Reaching in, he pulled out an armored strongbox. He hefted the strongbox to the table, then dug in another pocket of his waistcoat to extract a second key. Han watched, his curiosity piqued, as Duel opened the strongbox and withdrew a smaller sealed container. Duel meticulously slipped both his keys back into his pockets before looking at Han.
I'd like to spend time interrogating you thoroughly, but I want to know exactly when the New Republic plans to come in and take over, how many ships they are sending, what type of forces they will use. I'll get the information now, but I may have time to enjoy interrogating you later